When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
I drift back in time and I find my feet down on Main Street.
92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite, every Thursday, 7:45. It's a Grand Haven Main Street Spotlight. Today, we're going to spotlight Gallery Uptown. In the studio, we have Lynn Bozart. So nice to meet you. Welcome to the WGHN Airwaves.
Thank you for inviting me.
I can't wait to hear all about this gallery and what your title is. What can you tell? Because I don't really know anything about Gallery Uptown. What can you tell us?
Gallery Uptown is a co-op gallery of regional artists. We've been around actually since 1975. So we're coming up on our 50th year, and the whole time we've been in the downtown and Centertown area. We've been at our current location at 2nd Street and Washington for more than 20 years. So we're right across from the Tri-Cities Historical Museum. And we have 28 artists currently. Most are right along the lakeshore from Montague area down to south of Holland, a few from the Grand Rapids area, and we have one even from the east side of the state who has a summer place here.
I love that.
She doesn't have too far to commute.
No, not at all. This is so exciting, and I have to say I've never been into Gallery Uptown,
but
I certainly will make my way in there. But we're not talking just paintings and drawings, but mixed media, photographs, reproductions,
all
kinds of stuff.
Yeah, and greeting cards. We have a huge selection of greeting cards. Some of them even originals.
And that's always nice to have on hand, too, mm-hmm. because when you send somebody a greeting card and they're like, and they've never seen that design before, where'd you get that from? That's
right,
really cool.
Right.
It's just a little extra touch.
Yeah, it is.
We
get a lot of people that come in for the greeting cards, and we're certainly happy to have them. But with the art, it's original art. I mean, we are a gallery. And we have virtually every medium that you could think of represented, paintings, oil, acrylic, watercolor. We have chalk and oil pastel artists. We have a fabric artist who's doing kind of quilted, scenes, mixed media. And then, in the 3D realm, we have glass artists, pottery, turned wood, jewelers, and people are working in all different styles, figurative, abstract, conventional landscapes, anything you might imagine.
Very cool. How do you decide whose work you're going to show? How does that all work?
Well, that's interesting. We're a co-op gallery, so we're really a gathering of independent business people. So we, as independent artists, decide exactly what we're going to produce, what we're going to display, how we're going to display it. But we all come together and cooperate to run this business.
You're an artist yourself?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of art do you do?
I'm a landscape artist, and I also do some clay, some pottery.
Okay.
Which is not unusual. Most of our artists have a secondary medium. So they might be an abstract artist and do some jewelry or, that sort of thing. We're creative people, and we'd like to be doing different things.
How important do you think that is in a community this size?
Well, Grand Haven doesn't have an art museum, but we have the gallery uptown. And we have a lot of people who come through on a regular basis just to take, kind of exhale and, walk in and enjoy the art. So maybe you're going to come in and you're going to spend an hour just browsing. But then you might, we're hoping that at some point in time, you're going to realize, well, there's this space on my wall, and they're going to remember something that they saw. But we also feature guest artists. We have some space available to us where we can put on exhibits, and we invite guest artists, and that happens pretty regularly. So there's, you know, beyond our regular stable of member artists, we do have guest artists. And right now we happen to have a huge exhibit of primarily guest artists. It's called our Juried Winter Arts Festival.
Ooh, tell us about it.
Well, the artists, anyone can enter, and it is a competition. They enter up to two works, and then a juror makes the selection and selects prize winners. So that exhibit will be up through March 29, but Friday, March 1, is our evening reception from 5:30 to 7:30, and at 6:45 is when the award winners will be announced.
Well, very exciting.
So that's a public event. It can get a little crowded, so think about if you don't attend Friday night, come back during the month of March and take it in.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, now I've got a new place to go. Tell me how important, Lynn, how important Main Street, Grand Haven Main Street and the Downtown Development Authority is to your to the business.
Well, like I say, you know, we've been around for 49 years now, and we have been in the downtown and central business district the entire time. It's very important. You know, downtown is a very vibrant place to do business. Even during the winter months, when, you know, we don't have our summer visitors coming, you know, it's amazing how many walkers we see, you know, strolling with some with their dogs, a lot of people with their dogs. But there's just a lot of activity going on all the time. And then, of course, the Main Street DDA does put on a lot of special events.
Yeah, they sure
that
do.
That bring people downtown.
They sure do. Yeah. What are your hours at Gallery Uptown?
Well, during the winter, we're closed Mondays. That'll change in the spring. But we are open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, and then on Sunday from 1 to 5.
You're open on Sunday.
We are, and you'd be surprised how many people come in, you know, just looking for, you know, a little something to do.
Sure.
So it's a very, very pleasant place. And we don't have that kind of stuffy, intimidating feeling that some galleries might have.
I was going to ask you about that. Sometimes people can be intimidated about things that they don't necessarily understand. And art can sometimes be one of those things.
Absolutely. One wonderful thing about a co-op arrangement is that every time you come into the gallery, you're going to find an artist at the front desk. One of our member artists is going to be there to serve you. Not only do they know about their own work, but they know a little bit of something about every one of our member artists and can tell you about, you know, how they produce their work and their inspiration and whatever. So it is not an intimidating environment.
That's good. Yeah. Yeah. I can't wait to visit Gallery Uptown. You can find them online at galleryuptown.net. Lynn Bozart, welcome to the airwaves. It was so nice to meet you.
Very and I nice. Look Thank forward you very to, much for having me.
Yeah, heading to Gallery Uptown and checking out all the cool stuff that you have. And there you have it, a Main Street Spotlight with Grand Haven Main Street.
Go down!